Hey everyone, this is Tony Reeves, and this is Reeves Point of View. Today I want to talk about three dangers of relying on other people's evidence to help support your case. Okay, now this is how it typically flows out, and I've seen this more in the employment arena. So here's a situation where you have a case and you are thinking that you have a lot of great information that may be useful in helping you present your case. And so what ends up happening is you start to realize that some of the things that you need in order to prove your case, you're going to have to rely on other people, whether it be other people's observations, whether it be relying on other people's evidence that they have, whether it be communications you've had with those individuals. What you're effectively saying is that I think I have a great case, but a good significant part of that is going to rely upon someone else. Three things that you need to be aware of so that when you are sitting here thinking about this, not saying that these people can't help you, but just keep these in back of your mind so if you find yourself in a situation, you're not freaked out when this situation presents itself. Number one, you don't know what they have. Sometimes in situations like this where you find yourself thinking that somebody has this great smoking gun information that may be helpful to you, if you actually don't know exactly what they have, you put yourself in this dangerous position of making assumptions without having anything that to rely on. Now, I'm not telling you that if you're in a situation you're getting ready to file a case that you need to run to them and say, "What you got?" Just note at the end of the day that when you're sitting here moving forward in your case, focus on what you have in control of and not so much relying upon what others do. Because a lot of times what happens is that when you fall into that trap of thinking that my case is all that in a bag of chips because not only because of what I have, but also because what that person has, then what ends up happening is that if that person ends up, I wouldn't say freaking you out or anything, but if that person ends up not having the information that you thought they had that would be helpful to you, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're really going to be upset when you go back in hindsight and realize that the information they have is not as smoking as you thought it was. Number two, you don't know if they'll provide it. Now, one of the great things about discovery when you're filing a lawsuit is that you can pretty much ask for a variety of different things. But sometimes what we don't realize is that when you're asking for things from other persons who you think can help from you, you can't always rely that they're going to be cooperative. Now, are there instances where you may be able to compel? Sure. But I often tell people that never think that when the time comes in your litigation case that somebody's going to automatically rise to the level to help you. Because at the end of the day, we are a self-preservation type of environment. It's all about making sure we look after our own well-being. Why is that important for you? Well, it's important because you need to understand that you cannot go into a situation assuming that someone who you believe has some damning information is going to turn it over. Like, I've seen this situation happen where people will say, "Hey, I know such and such can tell you this because I know they have this." So you know they have it. And then all of a sudden when they go to confront that person, not you, but the other person, they're like, "Well, no, I don't have it." I don't want you to go into this mindset of automatically thinking that when you're trying to present your case and you're relying upon somebody else having something that you have a pretty good idea exists, don't automatically assume that they're going to be as willing to provide that information. And third, you don't know what they'll say. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the number of times where I have seen people in depositions and I've asked my clients, what are they going to say if I depose them? They're going to say this, this, and this. And I can tell you, I have had a couple of times where I've had people come in and they didn't necessarily say it exactly the way the person said it. And then all of a sudden, when I'm done with the deposition, they're like, "Well, why did you ask this?" I said, "Because I asked these questions and they basically gave me the impression that this is not what they were going to say." And of course, my client's mind, they're thinking, "You didn't do your job. You're supposed to drag it out of them." I'm like, "Listen, if the person has decided they're not going to share with me what you think they should say, I can't make them do anything. I can't say, I know you told my client that because that's what he said. No, my responsibility when I was practicing and doing this type of law was to make sure I let people get that information out to the best of my ability. But there were a number of times where I had people who had witnesses that they swore would give good information based on their testimony. And then during that time, goose egg, nothing, nada, nil, nine, yet none. And so I tell that to people to say this, when you find yourself knowing that you have another person on there and they have a perspective that you believe is going to help your case, do not automatically assume that when the moment comes for them to be deposed and the moment comes for them to testify, the moment that comes for them to speak, whether it be in writing or in voice, that they're automatically going to say things that's going to be beneficial to you. Legal cases are tricky. And depending on the type of case, whether it's administrative or whether it's civil litigation, whether it's in state court, federal court, or local court, if you know that in order for you to be able to get the successful outcome that you're looking for, you're going to have to rely on someone, just note that it may not always go the way you think. You should have in your mind, and if you got an attorney, they'll school you on this to say, if they can develop your case and prove your case based on the evidence that they have, that you have, that's always best. Relying on a third party is always a crapshoot if you can't definitively say or know for sure what they're going to say, do, or provide. So just know ahead of time that if you've got a case and it relies on somebody else, there's always going to be a danger that what you thought they were going to provide or say may not go the way you think.